35 yard line.
Conduct. Defense number 98. Number 98's defense actions has disqualified him from the game.
Whoa.
15 yard penalty.
Whoa.
First down.
So Jalen Carter, the focus and the star for the Eagles on the front line, out for the game before a snap. Here he goes. He walks there in front of Dak Prescott. Did he spit? Did he spit on him?
Then, a second later, something happened that changed us in a very deep and profound way from that day forward.
He spit on us. And I screamed out, I'm it!
So I was just reading about another famous spitting incident. Roberto Alomar, you might not remember this. This is a long time ago. Let Grandpa tell you a story.
I know Roberto Alomar.
Roberto Alomar spit on an umpire.
Oh.
Yeah, when he was at the Blue Jays.
Okay.
I think he was at the Blue Jays at the time. He spits on it. I looked it up to find out what kind of suspension did he get. It's 1996, and Alomar spits on John Hirschbeck, an umpire.
Mm-hmm.
He was suspended for 5 games as a result. I remember being a big deal. Social media didn't exist back then, but on SportsCenter and this kind of behavior, blah, 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 he gets suspended. I found an article that Hirschbeck and Alomar have ended up becoming friends. They put it behind them. Hey, remember that time you spat in my face?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was wild, huh? Anyway, they came together. And I found a piece of ESPN from 2000 kind of commemorating that.
What about the Bill Romanowski spitting
incident? Was he suspended for what?
I don't know. Was he suspended?
He was fines, not suspensions.
Wow.
So Carter is likely to be fined and not suspended.
Man.
Is probably the answer there. We'll get some phone calls in. Yeah, Bill Romanowski spitting on J.J. Stokes. Terrell Owens spit on D'Angelo Hall.
Okay.
Yeah, the NFL has historically only fined players for similar incidents. Okay. Gordon in Buffalo. Hey, Gordon, good morning. Happy Football Friday. Hello, Gordon. All right, he's not there. Let's go to Butch. Butch, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. I love MSG. I love WGR. To all the fans who listen and watch this great show, I definitely love each and every one of you. I'm going to get right to it. I'm not going to sound redundant because Sal already kind of spoke about some of the things that I was going to speak on. But I'm just going to turn it up a little vibe, turn the volume up a little bit more. What Sal said was, when we like Dorian Strauss, it's going to remind you of Christian Benford's situation when he came in as a late round pick and got thrown in and beat out, in this case, career Elam, who was injured. But at the same time, he never got his job back. Now, I'm not saying Maxwell's not going to have his job back, but I will say this. This man could come in. He had a game watched last night. He got a game to watch tonight. He has veteran leadership in that room, like Travis White. And he has Poyer, and he has all these other guys that's played his games in their 30s. And at the exact same time, well, he could go and make a name for his own self, knowing that he got a guy on the other side of the fence that's playing with him that was in the same predicament a few years ago. And I expect Baltimore to challenge him. I want Baltimore to challenge him. I want him to make a mistake every now and then. I remember years ago when Cam Lewis came in, we played against Minnesota here in Buffalo, and came in and he had a play with Justin Jefferson. It was one outstanding play that Justin Jefferson caught the ball, but Cam was in the right position. It made Cam Lewis who he is. So saying that, I understand what Sal was saying. I thank Sal for saying that, but I'm going to say it again. But now to turn the volume up on that a little bit, you guys were speaking about Shaq Thompson. I'm going to say this to you, Bobby Babbage, if you're listening, Sean McDermott, if you're listening, you're under investigation on this. you got Dorian Williams, who's ready to be a superstar linebacker. He's 24 years old. Don't get me wrong. When Matt Milano was out last year, Dorian was one of the leading tackles in the NFL. Leave the guy alone. Let him play. We don't have any AFC championships on the show for us, but with the exception of back in the 90s. Let the young kid, when you got a kid like him, leave him alone. Yeah, you got a guy from Carolina. But let me say this, and I'm going to thanks for taking my call. It's the last thing I'm going to say. Last week I was going to call you guys when we got Gabe Davis. Let me tell you something right now. Terrell Shavers is better than Keon Coleman right now, and he's darn sure better than Gabe Davis. So listen, so offensively, let's get the young players playing. Let's play the game. Don't overthink this thing. Don't try to play Dr. Seuss. This is line up 11 against 11. Let's go. Thanks for taking my call, guys. I love each and every one of you.
Thanks, Butch. I am, you know, I don't know if you go into a game like this more concerned about run defense or pass defense. I would, with Baltimore, it's tough because it's not just Henry. Mm-hmm. As we pointed out in the playoff game, you could say, well, Henry only got going game script. They're trying to get back in the game. They're down 11 points at halftime. And in the second half, Baltimore's runs were for 11, 12, 2, 6, 3, 17, 22, 15, mm-hmm. 5, and then no more runs after that, really. So they got back to their run game, and they got it going. Pick your poison. What are you more worried about, the run game or the pass game defensively? I don't know. I think the Bills are really in tough in this game. And whether it's Dorian Strong, you know, what happens in this game doesn't define Dorian Strong or TJ Sanders or Deion Walker or any of these guys. But, man, I would say it, there's a lot of ways to say it. If they do something really well defensively in this game, if the defense comes to play, mm-hmm. I want to hear lots of praise for Sean McDermott. Lots. I know it's one game. Mm-hmm. I know his true test that he has to pass is the playoffs. But they are undermanned in this game.
Mm-hmm.
And if they put a scheme out there, and if they have answers out there, and they have guys like Dorian Strong ready for a primetime moment with Tre'Davious White and Max Hairston both unavailable, lots of praise for McDermott, for Bobby Babich, for their defensive staff, because it'd be a big, big win for them defensively to stop the best offense in football, one of the best offenses in football,
yep.
with what they have back there.
I wonder if he can get away with it the way he has in the past. Because in the past, throw anybody in there. Throw in Wallace, throw in, you know, when Benford's a sixth-round rookie, like just, you know, plug a guy in, Josh Norman at 34, and they've been able to protect that guy. But wasn't a lot of that because they had two all-pro safeties back there?
Yeah.
And I wonder, like, okay, here's another one where you got a corner in there that, if isolated, could get exposed. Well, we're going to shade to help over, protect him a little bit. Maybe we got to leave Benford on an island more often than we normally would our other corner. Find some way to protect that guy. I wonder if they've got the ability to do that the way that they did when Poyer and Hyde were back there. Because what does that sound like? Like, oh, I need to help Dorian Strong. Cole Bishop, who I'm already worried about.
Right, like, he's someone that might
you
need.
Got more on your plate now?
Yeah.
We don't even know if what's on his plate in the first place is something he can handle.
It's something I've seen plenty say about this defense last year, is that they helped their safeties. They didn't feel comfortable.
Right, not
really
the other way around.
Yeah. And we'll see. That's another part of this. If the safety room comes together, tons of credit for Bean, for McDermott, for trusting it and hitting it, because the safety room, I thought last year's safety was a big liability, and there are no changes to it. Really none.
To the safety room?
Yeah.
Other than the guy who's on the field.
Well, Bishop. But I'm saying he's in the room.
Yeah, he's in the room.
There's no changes to the room. It's Bishop. It's Hamlin. Last year, Hamlin ends up being the guy because Bishop got such a late start. So, and Poyer.
Although he was not the safety they elevated to the active roster.
That's right. That's a special teams guy.
Yeah.
803-0550. They of course drafted Jordan Hancock, who might be in the mix there, but
right.
Anyway. All right, 803-0550. More of your phone calls. Andy Major of the Bills joins us at 8 o'clock. Some game day stuff you're gonna want to know about. Also, I want to let you know, if you're a season ticket holder, there might be something coming for you. I think we're gonna hear some news on that. So, you know, keep it in mind. That's coming up. Andy Major, 8 o'clock, Chris Brown, 8:30. Lots still to get to. It is a Football Friday on WGR.